Figure number 3 shows us 3 altimeters. The altimeters have a large pointer, a small pointer, and a tiny pointer. That little tiny pointer on the first altimeter is just past the number 1. Medium-sized pointer is between the number 0 and 1, and the big pointer is on 5. So the first one is above 10,000 feet. It's indicating 10,500 feet, just like the question asks on the written test. The second altimeter is reading 14,500 feet because the little tiny, teeny-weeny pointer is between 1 and 2, so that means it's over 10,000 feet. And the third one, it looks like the little tiny pointer is just about on the first number 1, so it's coming up on 10,000 feet. It is indicating 9,500 feet. Now, in aviation phraseology, that would be 9,500 feet for altimeter number 3. Altimeter number 2 is 14,500 feet. And altimeter number 1 is 10,500 feet. I do have a couple of questions on altimeters before we go on to figure number 4. I'd like to review those with you. If a flight is made from an area of high pressure into an area of lower pressure without the altimeter setting being adjusted, the altimeter would read higher than the actual altitude above sea level. You don't want your altimeter reading higher than you actually are. That's not a good thing. Remember, from high to cold or hot to low, look out below. When will true altitude be lower than indicated altitude? In colder than standard temperature. If you change your altimeter setting from 30.11 down to 29.96, what is the approximate change in the indication? If you decrease the number, it's going to read lower. How much lower? Subtract 29.96 from 30.11, multiply it times 1,000, you get 150 feet. Altimeter will indicate 150 feet lower. How do variations in temperature affect the altimeter? Well, pressure levels are raised on warm days, and the indicated altitude is lower than true altitude. What is true altitude? True altitude is the vertical distance of the aircraft above sea level. What is absolute altitude? It's the vertical distance of the aircraft above the surface. What is density altitude? Density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for non-standard temperature. And what is pressure altitude? Pressure altitude is the altitude indicated when the barometric pressure scale is set to 29.92. Under what condition is indicated altitude the same as true altitude? In fact, let me go one step further. Under what condition is pressure altitude equal to true altitude? One more evolution. Under what condition is pressure altitude and density altitude the same value? For all these questions, it's the same answer. When standard temperature conditions exist, or when at sea level under standard conditions. If an altimeter setting is not available before the flight, what should you set your altitude to? You should set it to the elevation of the departure area. Another way of stating the same question is, prior to takeoff, the altimeter should be set to which altitude or altimeter setting? The current local altimeter setting, if available, or the departure airport elevation. When should you set the altimeter to 29.92 when climbing to cruising flight level? 18,000 feet MSL. And finally, the altimeter setting is the value to which the barometric pressure scale on the altimeter is set, so the altimeter indicates true altitude at field elevation. Which condition would cause the altimeter to indicate a lower altitude than true altitude? Air temperature warmer than standard. Now let's move on to figure 4.